Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm Dean Vitale, joined by lifelong pastor John Bell. And what we do here on Off the Cuff is I'm the regular guy. And what I do is I ask lifelong pastor John Bell a question. And it could be a question on my mind. It might be a question on your mind. It can be a spiritual question, a question about God, a question about creation, a question about pretty much anything that John can answer with his biblical knowledge and his career as being a lifelong pastor. And I just want to say that these are not rehearsed. These really are off the cuff. You know, I have a question, I ask John the question, and he answers the question. So we're really learning a lot, and we're getting a lot of good feedback. So, John, this question is for, I would just say, maybe people that have identified themselves as a Christian, or maybe identified interest in becoming a Christian. Because if you listen to, you know, Christian radio, and if you listen to a sermon sometimes, or if you're on social media, you might see this term. And so I'm going to ask you, John, what does it mean to die to oneself? And why, as Christians, are we called to do so?
Okay, so first let's talk about what is meant by self, okay? So what is meant by self is when you're born, you are born with a nature that by nature is hostile to God. You're born as an enemy of God. And this is what makes you an enemy of God, is you want to rule your life. You want what you want. You want to be in charge of your life. Now, that's deceptive, because once you start reading through Scripture, you realize that even though you had this old nature, this old self, this old man, or this old, you know, this old ego, you really weren't in charge, even when you thought you were. It was really the evil one who had set up a world system. And through the world system, primarily, he was pulling the strings like a puppet master on you. And you might say something like, I did it my way, but you really didn't do it your way. Because it's like a slave saying, you know, I did it my way. It's like, no, you did what the master told you to do. Otherwise, you know, you were going to be punished. You were going to pay for that. So the old self is quite naturally what you're born with. Now, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, what the Holy Spirit does immediately is, and this is what baptism pictures, the Holy Spirit takes you, when you say yes to Christ, and the Holy Spirit has prompted that in you and made clear that you need a Savior. The hardest thing for people to admit is that they need a Savior. But if you say, I need a Savior, I can't save myself. And I believe that Jesus, when he died for me and my sins. The Holy Spirit takes you and that old nature and buries it into the death of Christ. So in essence, you die with Christ as Christ died for you. So you're buried into his death, and then just as you're lifted out of the water in immersion, this is why immersion is so important, as you're lifted out of the water, that dead person is dead, and now you are alive, and you're brand new, and you've become a new creation in Christ Jesus, a new person with a new nature and new desires. Now, even though that was a one-time thing that happened, one of the things that you'll discover is, even though the old nature no longer has the prominent role in your life that it used to have, it no longer sits on the throne of your life and dictates what you're going to do. The new nature has to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to overcome the old nature. And so that's what you're doing then, is you died once to come to Christ. And then as you begin to live your life as a child of God, You practice daily dying to that old nature, because that old nature will still rear its head and want to try to control things. It doesn't have the power to do it because of the new nature empowered by the Holy Spirit, but it never stops trying. So you are so when Jesus says, if you're going to follow after me, you have to take up your cross and follow me. What does it mean to take up your cross? It's the same thing. You're carrying around a portable cross so that when that old nature would seek to tempt you and cause you to go your own way, exercise your own ego, be in charge of your life, disobey God, sin, in essence. You take that cross, and right then, you put that desire on that cross, and you put to death those deeds that you used to practice all the time.
Mm-hmm. So would I be correct by saying that this is voluntarily done on your part?
Well, as we've always said, everything you do, remember, is in cooperation with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy
Right, but at this point, though, it's like once you accept Christ, you immediately get the Holy Spirit. You really don't. You don't have to do anything to get the Holy Spirit. You accept Christ, and you have the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I remember you said once to me that you said, imagine a glass being filled to the tippy top of water, and you can't get another drop in that glass. That's you being filled by the Holy Spirit, and so everybody else.
That's you being indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
You being indwelt by the, and everybody else has just as much of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. My glass can't be a quarter filled, and this guy over here has three quarters filled, and this guy has the tippy top. You get it. The Holy Spirit indwells you entirely.
Yes.
And it's nothing that you've done. You've accepted Christ, and that's what you get. Am I right?
Right. But
okay, so
here's what I was idea, let me just say. So the indwelling fills you completely with the Holy Spirit. So you're never going to get more of the Holy Spirit than the moment that you accept Jesus Christ. However, something, and this is the dying to self on a regular basis, is the Holy Spirit, just as you have all of the Holy Spirit wants all of you. And, right. And so there may be areas in your life where he needs to be in that place as well. He needs to be in that setting. He needs to be in that thought. He needs to be in that action. He needs to be in those words. And you have to continually allow the Holy Spirit into those areas of your life. So you have all the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit doesn't always have all of you.
Yeah, that was my point. What I was going for is you get the Holy Spirit. Again, it's not voluntarily. You get it because you've accepted Christ. But dying to yourself is voluntarily, and it's kind of like, it's. Am I right? It's sanctification.
Yes.
You continue to do this. It's going to be a lifelong struggle. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, so, you know, you become a child of God, and then you begin that process of you know, he owns, it's kind of like this. He owns the title deed to your life, right? But he has to come into different areas of your life and grow different fruit, and, you know, plow different fields and take over different rooms. And there may be some that, you know, you'd like to hide from him or keep away from him, but he wants to fill. He's indwelling. You've invited him in. You have all of him. He's never going to bring more of him than the moment you accept Christ. But he wants to fill up all the spaces in your life.
Right. I remember a long time ago you preached a sermon and you said that movement of the Holy Spirit is not linear.
Right.
So, you know, my walk to die into oneself could look very different to the next guy and to the next guy and the next guy. Because this plan, this journey, I hate to use that word, so it's so topical, but this journey is not the same for everybody. It's not linear.
No, the process is different for everybody because again, Dean, as you've said to me, you jokingly say, John, I have a different relationship with food than you do.
That's right. That's right. So, absolutely.
You know, it's like that's not an issue with me. But there are things in my life that are not an issue with you.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit, the plan for each of us is very personalized.
Yeah, that's really good right there. You have to listen to that. Say that again, John.
The plan that God has for each one of us. God made us. He knows everything about us. He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. He knows where we can be tempted. He knows areas where we need to grow. And he has a custom design plan for John Bell and for Dean Vitale. And he's going to work in our lives so that both of us eventually look exactly like his son.
Ah, that's great. Yeah, that's great. And that's encouraging for the listener there. So just because, you know, your neighbor or the next cubicle over, you think he or she is, you know, much further along in their walk, and you might think, oh, I'm not there. This is God's plan for your life. And he's got you exactly where he wants you at this moment in time. True, John?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, he doesn't, just like coming to Christ, he disciplines us, he creates circumstances, he brings people into our lives, he's never like forcing us. It's kind of like, we have to grow more and more sensitive to God, to his word, to the Spirit, and what the Spirit is saying to us. I remember when my first grandson was very small, like 2 years old, and he couldn't even hold my hand. We go down the street and he couldn't hold my hand. And the only thing he could hold was my baby finger. But you know what? He could hold my baby finger and lead me wherever he wanted to go. You know, unless that we were walking into traffic, right? Yeah. But I think of the Holy Spirit as he has a very gentle touch in our lives. Mm-hmm. So I've got to know about him, know the word, know how he leads, and I want to be especially sensitive to his leading in my life. And he'll always lead me to, you know, crucify the old flesh and put on the new man.
Yeah. And so the second part of the question you just answered, and it was, why as Christians are we called to do so? We're called to do so, so we can look like Jesus Christ.
Right. And it's not optional, by the way.
you can't check any box.
Yeah. It's the reality of the new birth is that you can't come to Christ unless you're willing to see the old life crucified.
Oh, that's great. Great. Wonderful episode, John. Again, full of knowledge. I appreciate it. We hope you learned something, and we invite you to come back when John Bell, lifelong pastor, and myself, Dean Vitale, regular guy, talk about things that are spiritual, things that matter, and things that are off the cuff. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to talking to you next time.